This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam everywhere, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, reward you for your dedication to attend this humble work of ours, inshallah, Lifestyle, a program with the intention of bringing back maybe forgotten concepts. Maybe we know them by heart, yet they are unfortunately sometimes seldom, you know, practiced. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who hear the words and follow them to the best of our ability. Not any words, but the words of the Quran and the words of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I wanted to start by highlighting a beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's beautiful in its description, but it's very scary in its content. So inshallah ta'ala, let's unpack this narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving a warning. He said that he was talking to the muhajirin, the people who migrated from Mecca to Medina, the early generation of the Muslims. He told them that there are five things with which you will be tested. So he's predicting things to happen for the Muhajirin or for the Muslims in general in the future. Five things. He said that you will be tested with them, and I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest you live to see them. So he's telling the Muhajirin, he's telling the people of Mecca, that I'm afraid that you will live until you see those things, which means what? That those things have not been experienced at the time of the narration. Now, what are these five things? Number one, he said, and I want you to focus on number one because this is basically the subject of today's discussion, inshallah ta'ala. He said, number one, whenever immorality, shameful activities, ill manners appears among a people to such an extent that they start practicing it or committing them openly, plagues and diseases that were never known to them before will strike them, were never known to even their predecessors, the people who lived before them, will spread among them. So immorality leads to diseases and plagues. Number two, he said, those who cheat in weights and measures will be stricken with famine, severe calamities, and the oppression of the rulers. So those who cheat in giving the rights of others, whether it is in weight, you're selling something and it requires certain weight and measure, or in other things like being an oppressor, being someone who takes the right of others in general, what will happen? Calamity, severe calamity, and oppression of the rulers will be their fate. Number three, if people withhold the zakah, your wealth that Allah had blessed you with, if you do not give peoples the rights from your own zakah, rains will be withheld from the sky for such people. And were it not for the sake of the animals, no rain would fall on them at all. SubhanAllah. So Allah will send rains just for the benefits of his other creation, not for those who withhold the wealth and the zakah and not give them to their rightful owners and the rightful people. Number four, if anyone breaks their covenant, their promises with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or with his messenger, what is the covenant between you and Allah? What is the covenant between you and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God worthy of worship with all what it contains of meaning. That's not the topic now, but La ilaha illallah is not just a word to be mentioned. It's not just a belief in one God, no, there is a broader meaning to La ilaha illallah. There is a broader meaning and expectation to Muhammad Rasulullah. So that's the covenant that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we uttered the Shahada, that we are ready to follow that deen, that we are ready to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. What will happen to those who break their promises with Allah and His Messenger? Allah will enable the enemies to overpower them and to take some of what is in their hands. Does this ring a bell, my brothers and sisters? I want you to reflect over this amazing hadith. Number five, unless the leaders rule according to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst us, there are people who rule over us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, unless these rulers rule by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in His book in the Quran and seek all good from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed, Allah will cause them to fight one another. Allah will cause them to fight one another. My brothers and sisters in Islam, why I brought this hadith to attention, because the first part of it is related to manners, akhlaq, which is something very essential in Islam, which is actually one of the lifestyle of being Muslims. So if you do not abide by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed, if you do not perfect your manners the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends, then immorality will spread. And if immorality spreads, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, plagues and diseases that were never known to the people before us will become our fate. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard of COVID? Have you heard of SARS? Have you heard of all these diseases? Such diseases were not known to the people before us. But let us go further and discuss akhlaq and the importance of akhlaq. I want you to listen to this ayah and reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. O you who believe. So Allah is addressing the believers here. Not everyone. Allah is addressing you and I, those who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, al-mu'minun. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who have already believed. Why do you say something? Lima taquluna. Why do you say something that you do not act upon? Why do you say something that you don't do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers here, telling them that كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Indeed, it is a grave sin. It is something very heavy in the scale of bad deeds to say something that you do not act upon. So Allah is telling us here indirectly, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is just because you are a believer, you have no right to say something that you don't actually do and fulfill. You must fulfill your words and your promises and never break them. So just because you said La ilaha illallah doesn't mean that you now can say and do whatever you want to do. You have to stick to what you said. You have to fulfill your promises. You have to never lie, no matter what, except in three cases which can be discussed later, inshallah ta'ala. So Allah is telling us in the Quran that be careful. When you say something that you actually don't do, it's a grave sin in the sight of Allah. Because Islam is not only about praying five times a day. Islam is not only about giving zakat. Islam is not only about fasting the month of Ramadan. Islam is not only about the Hajj. These are the pillars. These are the foundations. The more you strengthen your foundations, the more you ensure that the house of Islam will remain strong and firm until, inshallah ta'ala, you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to the best of your ability. وَاسْمَعُوا, and listen attentively to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَطِيعُوا, and obey whatever you have listened to, my brothers and sisters, from the Quran and through the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, and spend all that which is good for your own benefit, for your own goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. Manners is something that, even though we talk about it a lot, the West speaks about it a lot, but it is less discussed when it comes to Islamic upbringing, you know, to bring up a nation who is well-mannered, inshallah. So this is something very, very essential. And you would be surprised to know that it is absolutely essential to a point that if you are lacking it, hellfire, wala'adhu billah, might be the fate. Hellfire might be the fate. I will talk about this in a while, inshallah. But first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran with the quality of manners. He did not mention anything to highlight as much as he did when he spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his manners. He said what? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And you, Muhammad, you stand on the top of all moral characters. You are on the top of any, you know, ethics that is heard of. Any ethics, any manner that's heard of, you are on the top. You have no match when it comes to manners. This is basically what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. But why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling this about the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran? Because you and I, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to follow the Prophet ﷺ in his footsteps. We need to follow his guidelines in every aspect of his life. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, certainly, there has been in the Messenger of Allah, in the life of the Messenger of Allah, an example, a pattern for you to follow. His life was made for you and I, my brothers and sisters. You can't imagine this. His life, his entire life from A to Z, from the day he was born to the day he met his Lord, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was meant. His entire life was meant for you and I to follow. Simple. That's what Allah said in the Quran, that in his example, there lies for you a pattern of life to follow. SubhanAllah. For those whose hope is in Allah and in the last day. So if your hope is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure heart, if your hope is to enter Jannah, inshallah, in peace, without any judgment, without any reckoning, then Muhammad is the key. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the key to this salvation, to Jannah, to paradise, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, among his first and early narrations, he stressed the fact that he was sent to perfect manners. He said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have not been sent except to perfect manners. Now, we know that all the prophets of Allah, they came for one reason, and that is to call the people who have forgotten about Allah, to call them back to worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stay away from worshiping idols and stones and gods made of their own hands. This is their main mission. That's why Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. That we have sent in every nation a messenger telling the people, worship Allah alone and stay away from taghut, stay away from any deity other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main mission of all the messengers, of all the prophets, including Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given an extra mission to fulfill, and that is perfecting our manners. Innama, most certainly, I was sent to fulfill, to perfect manners. So now we need to tick the boxes. We need to evaluate our manners. We need to ask ourselves if our behaviors are a match, are in harmony with what Allah intends, with what Allah revealed or not. We need to ask ourselves if our behaviors and manners are in line, in harmony with what the Prophet ﷺ brought to us or not. This is something very important. Look at how important it is. Look at this narration, for example. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him that I know of a lady who performed a lot of salah and she fasted optionally a lot and she gave charity a lot. However, she harms her neighbors with her tongue. She harms her neighbors with her tongue. So that's the only thing she does. Other than that, she worships Allah repeatedly. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Her worship is perfect. She fasts, she gives charity, she prays a lot, excessively. You know what the Prophet ﷺ said? لا خير فيها هي في النار. There is no goodness in such a lady. She is in hellfire. She is in hellfire. Her destiny will be hellfire. وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. This lady, with all her prayers, with all her charity, with all her fasting, she is in hellfire. Why? Because she harms her neighbor with her tongue. Maybe she backbites the neighbors. Maybe she gossips about the neighbors. And so on and so forth. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, it is such an essential issue that could lead you to hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. That's why I said in the beginning, hellfire. We're not now joking. This something can lead you to hellfire. And that's why good behaviors should be the lifestyle of a believer. We also know the story of the prostitute who was walking by and she was very thirsty. So she found a well. So she actually descends into the bottom of the well. She fills her shoe with water and she quenched her own thirst. And when she came up, she saw a dog who was that was thirsty and his tongue was dingling around. And she realized that the dog is very thirsty. So she descended once again to the well. She fills her shoe with water. She came up once again. She quenched the thirst of a dog. And because of this act of mercy in her heart for an animal, for a dog, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admitted her to Jannah. A prostitute. Now we are not, of course, encouraging the act. We are not encouraging the zina, wal-iyadu billah. This is an incident just to show you that an act of mercy, a well-mannered behavior, act in your heart could lead you to Jannah despite your sinful activities. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was sitting with the companions and he told them, "Atadruna manil muflis?" Do you know who is the bankrupt? So the companion said, the bankrupt is the one who doesn't have money, doesn't have bank account, doesn't have dirhams or dinars, those currencies back in the days. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam corrected their understanding of who the bankrupt is. And he told him, no, the bankrupt is a person who will come on the day of judgment, again, with a lot of prayers, a lot of charities, a lot of fasting days, Ramadan after Ramadan, Hajj after Hajj. But he will come having insulted such and such, having slandered such and such, backbite this, backbite that, slandered something, and consumed the wealth of such and such, and shed the blood of such and such. So on the day of judgment, those people who were wronged by that individual, they will come and take his good deeds. Everyone will take his good deeds. Those whom you have wronged on the day of judgment, this is very scary, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You will find nothing in the scale of your good account. Why? Because those people who you have insulted and backbitten and slandered and gossiped will come and take all your good deeds on the day of judgment. Until you are left with nothing, then what will happen? They will give you, they will add to your scale of bad deeds. So they will give you their own sins now. They will take from their own sins and give you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Until you are left with nothing, and then you will be admitted to hellfire. Salah, zakah, sawm, hajj, year after year, doing all these activities, but your tongue does not stop talking about others. Your behaviors is so bad to a point that Allah will take all your good deeds and give it to those people whom you have insulted and wronged. Good manners, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is a trademark, another lifestyle for the believers. And subhanAllah, we may wonder, brother, but you know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized on the five pillars, emphasized on worship. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Bunya al-Islamu ala khams." Islam was established upon five pillars. Islam was built upon five pillars. So the five pillars is one thing, and Islam is another thing. The pillars are meant to strengthen the house of Islam. The pillars are not meant to be just the pillars and live within the pillars and do nothing else. Remember, the pillars are meant to strengthen other aspects of our beautiful religion. Otherwise, what is the point of respecting parents? If everything revolves around the five pillars of Islam and nothing else, then why should we respect our parents? Why the emphasize? why the Prophet ﷺ would emphasize on the importance of respecting and being good to neighbors. Why removing harmful objects from the path is important in Islam. Why speaking a good word is sadaqah in Islam. Subhanallah al-Azim. Look at the value of this beautiful religion. The pillars are the foundations. If they are weak, everything else is weak. If they are strong, everything else follows. That's why some people say that, so subhanAllah, so our act of worship is not as important as manners. No, they are equally important. Manners and worship. Worship and manners goes hand in hand. You cannot live with one and neglect the other. SubhanAllah al-Azim. Let us see some examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Recite what has been revealed to you from the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish salah, worship. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Establish salah. Why? Because salah prevents you from shameful activities. So the connection is that when you pray 5 times a day, the chances for you to fall into error is very minor. And here it's not like go and pray 5 times a day and you will be magically well. No, aqim is salah. Establish the prayer. Perform the prayer exactly the same way how the Prophet ﷺ performed it, to the best of your ability. Only then the chances for you to fall into error is very minor. SubhanAllah. So an act of ibadah is equivalent to an act of manner. SubhanAllah. Again, zakah. The zakah that we pay. Why do we pay the zakah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. That take a portion of their wealth, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqah, from their wealth, so that you can purify them with it and to cleanse them with it. Because when you pay zakah, when you pay sadaqah, when you do this act of worship, what happens in your heart? You become more merciful to others. You learn generosity and giving. SubhanAllah, an act of ibadah serving a specific act of behavior, of a manner. Fasting, Ramadan, you know, and fasting in other on other days. Why fasting is so essential? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumu siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. O you who believe, fasting was prescribed for you as it was prescribed for the people before you. Why, ya Allah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may attain taqwa. Now, I will not go into what is taqwa, because we have discussed that in the first or the second episode of the program. If you didn't watch it already, go back to the YouTube, the Aware Academy YouTube channel, to watch the previous episodes, inshallah ta'ala, and subscribe to the channel. But again, fasting is an act of ibadah, serving what? Serving a behavior, taqwa, God consciousness. To be aware that Allah is overwatching you, whether you are alone or in public. Allahu Akbar. How about Hajj? Al-Hajju ashhurum ma'lumat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Hajj is known to be performed within specific months. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ. So whosoever was blessed to go for Hajj, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you to perform Hajj, so remember, there is no wrongdoing in Hajj. There is no fusuq, there is no disobedience, there is no even debates and dispute when you are on Hajj. You see, an act of worship and an act of manner. Almost everything you think of, any act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, regarding acts of worship, you will see that he is talking about a specific manner. And what is the evidence on this? I want you to go and reach Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter number 23. The first few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the criteria or the characteristics of a successful believer, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. Successful are those believers who concentrate and focus in their salah, and at the same time, those who stay away from vain talk, from ill conversation, any negative conversation, backbiting, لغو. Subhanallah Azim. One act of worship, one behavior. Go and read Surah Al-Mu'minun. Do yourself a favor today as a homework, inshallah. I never give you homework online, but this is a quiz for all of you. Go and check Surah Al-Mu'minun and come back to the video and list down the comments, the act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, and also the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting to also perfect after perfecting an act of ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of our deen. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people who neglect their salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. Those who are not paying attention to their salah. Those who pray maybe, not on time, or they combine the prayers unnecessarily. Those who neglect their salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. And those who show off behavior. Subhanallah. وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ. And they prevent people, or they prevent themselves from giving even something insignificant in sadaqah, insignificant assistance to people. Look at this. Salah, the imad al-deen, the Prophet ﷺ said, salah is the backbone of this deen, the main pillar of the entire religion. Subhanallah. Opposite to that, at the same time, it is as, helping people with little, with any little thing is equivalent to the salah according to this ayah. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the same surah that woe to those people. Allah is warning those who neglect the salah and warning those who prevent themselves from offering insignificant assistance at the same time. Which means what? The weight is the same. Manners and ibadah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, go hand in hand. So this is part of our lifestyle. I hope and I pray that Allah will assist us to perfect our manners. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khair. And those who are watching on Wael Ibrahim's page, Live Deen's page, Connect Institute Karachi and Connect Institute Global pages on Facebook, as well as those who will watch later on YouTube channel and also on the Instagram page. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah bless you. Kindly don't forget to subscribe to the Aware Academy YouTube channel. This is a request from myself. If you have not done already, please do so, and we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah, with another concept, another lifestyle for the believers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.